November 28, Oswald and Biddy Chambers. My utmost for his highest. The bounty of the destitute. Being justified freely by his grace. Romans 3:24. The gospel of the grace of God awakens an intense longing in human souls and an equally intense resentment, because the revelation which it brings is not palatable. There is a certain pride in man that will give and give, but to come and accept is another thing. I will give myself in consecration. I will do anything, but do not humiliate me to the level of the most hell-deserving sinner and tell me that all I have to do is to accept the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. We have to realize that we cannot earn or win anything from God. We must either receive it as a gift or do without it. The greatest blessing spiritually is the knowledge that we are destitute. Until we get there, our Lord is powerless. He can do nothing for us if we think we are sufficient of ourselves. We have to enter into the kingdom through the door of destitution. As long as we are rich, possessed of anything in the way of pride or independence, God cannot do anything for us. It is only when we get hungry spiritually that we receive the Holy Spirit. The gift of the essential nature of God is made effectual in us by the Holy Spirit. He imparts to us the quickening life of Jesus, which puts the beyond within the immediately the beyond. Pardon me. He imparts to us the quickening life of Jesus, which puts the beyond within. And immediately, the beyond has come within. It rises up to the above, and we are lifted into the domain where Jesus lives. John 3:5. That's the end of Oswald's text. Most Christians live their lives striving to become more and more sanctified, or to reach the point where they are sanctified. Most Christians spend countless hours in reading scriptures and offering up prayers and doing works of service for God in order to please God. And as Oswald says here in the very beginning, even when we come to Christ for salvation, it is very difficult for the human heart to accept the fact that it is a completely free, utterly free, totally free gift, and that it does not require anything of us by way of penance or service. Also, when a Christian determines that they have more or less arrived in the Lord, and they are spiritually mature by virtue of their age, number of years in Jesus, in the amount of scripture they have memorized, or the number of Bible studies they conduct, they lose the opportunity to be truly led by the Holy Spirit of God. Many Christians reach a very low level of leadership of the Holy Spirit, as it were. This is caused primarily because, again, the heart of man has difficulty accepting the fact that we can't help God in any way. We have interpreted scripture from our natural mind, which is that we need to be doing for God. We need to be somehow offering some form of pain or other sacrifice to God to go along with that which Jesus did on the cross. This is certainly not true. Either Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was sufficient and entirely covered my sin, or he is no Savior for me at all. And if I truly want to be led by the Spirit of God, I must do it in the exact same manner in which my Lord Jesus Christ did it. I must make myself smaller, reduce the prideful heart within me, and allow the Spirit of God to replace my natural prideful spirit. I must be humiliated, humbled to the point that it matters not what happens to my reputation when I'm acting in obedience to the Spirit of God.